from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Questions about the British decision to go to war in Iraq were front and center in London today. An independent panel looking into the death of a top British weapons inspector heard testimony from the chief advisor to Prime Minister Tony Blair. Alistair Campbell denied that he interfered with the government intelligence report, which claimed Iraq could launch chemical and biological weapons against Britain within 45 minutes. But a BBC report that was broadcast in May, quoting an unnamed official, said that claim was false and that Campbell was behind it. The unnamed official turned out to be Dr. David Kelly, the government weapons expert who committed suicide last month after he was revealed as the source. NPR's Guy Raz is in London and is following the inquiry. And Guy, Alistair Campbell has all along denied that he doctored that intelligence report. What did he tell the investigating panel today?
That's right. He has denied it, Robert, and he denied it again today. He said that he did not interfere with that report, and any allegation of that sort was false. And as you mentioned, the key piece of evidence that Campbell was called to address was that claim that Iraq had the capability to launch a chemical or biological weapons attack on a country like Britain within 45 minutes. Now, the intelligence dossier in question is a report that was released by the British government last September. It was the first in a series of dossiers. There were three that were eventually released that Blair's government released. And really, this one was the most important one in the sense that it really helped to bolster the case for military action against Iraq.
And that dossier and the validity of it and whether it reflected British intelligence thinking or not, that seems to be at the center of the inquiry.
It is. It really is. And for the past 3 months, Blair's government has been under immense pressure to come clean about its role in whether it exaggerated claims of Iraq's weapons capability. And this inquiry, though it's not really designed to do so, is now sort of putting the pieces of the puzzle together. You'll remember that last September, people all over the world were clamoring to hear raw evidence that would show how serious the threat from Iraq was. Well, the White House wasn't releasing any information like that, and so it was left to Blair. And his government asked a group of top intelligence experts to put together a dossier of evidence it had gathered that would show how serious a threat Iraq was. Well, all that was fine until around May 29th, when the BBC broadcast a report that basically alleged that his government lied about the threat and that Alistair Campbell was behind the 45-minute claim.
It was that BBC report that it turned out Dr. David Kelly, the now deceased British arms inspector, had been the source for. This inquiry is ostensibly about what led to his death, his apparent suicide, but it's obviously not confined to that one question.
It is, Robert, and it's what makes this whole case so compelling, because it's not just about Dr. Kelly's death. It's about the credibility of Prime Minister Tony Blair's government, and it's also about the credibility of the BBC, because both sides are trying to show that they were telling the truth.
What has Prime Minister Blair been saying about all this?
Well, for now, the Prime Minister is on vacation. He's in Barbados, so he's been very, very quiet indeed. But he's expected to testify next week. He has agreed to cooperate with the inquiry. And the press in Britain is calling this inquiry the biggest challenge to his office since he was elected in 1997. His biggest asset is that he simply has a weak opposition. So I'm not sure how much it will affect the Prime Minister in the long run.
Thank you, Guy.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Guy Raz speaking to us from London.